The Fishing Hole. Written by Kara Norris Ramirez. Illustrated by Israel Ramirez. Genre. An animal fantasy is a story with animal characters that behave like people. Look for ways that Vince and Lance act like people. Question of the week. What can we do to make sure solutions are fair? March, march, march. 1 foot in front of the other. Then a belly slide. Then back up on their feet. This is the life of an emperor penguin on the move. They were on their way from their first home inland, where the chicks hatch, to their second home on the coast, where they fish. One of the colony was a young penguin named Vince. With each step, he felt more and more dissatisfied. Why did they have to spend so much time traveling every year? Why did they waste so much of their lives just marching and marching? It made less and less sense to him the more he thought about it. Vince was not exactly looking where he was going. Suddenly, one of his feet slipped. Before he knew it, he was careening down an icy slope. The wind whistled by his ears as he slid to the bottom. Dazed, he stood up and looked around. Something different in the landscape caught his eye. It was a hole in the ice. Vince waddled over and peered in. What he saw was amazing. Not too far down was water. He dove in and found himself in the sea. It was teeming with life. Vince plucked one fish after another from the icy water before popping back out of the hole. Incredible! The colony could fish here instead of walking for another 5 days to the coast. He was about to go share the news with his colony when a thought stopped him in his tracks. Shouldn't he get something for making the discovery? Didn't he deserve something special? Something more than the others? After all, his fishing hole would save them all the trouble of making the long journey. Vince worked very hard. He pushed and pushed the snow to make a wall around the hole. He had a very clever idea. He would leave just one opening to the fishing hole. Then he could control access to it. As soon as he finished, he rushed to catch up with the others. It didn't take long. His friend Lance, who had been marching near him, had shouted to everyone to wait when he saw Vince fall. Guys! Guys! Vince yelled as he scrambled up to the group. You don't have to walk any farther. I have a place we can fish right here. The other penguins agreed to follow Vince to his discovery. When they got there, Vince showed them the hole. Awesome! Lance exclaimed. Let's check it out! You're welcome to dive, said Vince. Everyone just has to give me 3 fish each time they dive in, okay? You'll see, there's a bumper crop of ice fish just under the surface. Huh, said Lance. Okay, I guess. Lance's first dive was a success. He had plenty of fish left for himself, his little sister Ava, and his grandmother when he came back up, even after he gave 3 to Vince. All the fishing penguins took turns diving into the fishing hole. Each one paid Vince his 3 fish, and then shared what they had left with the penguins who were too old or too young to fish, and ate whatever was left. Soon, Vince had an enormous pile of fish behind him. He had more than he could eat! The biggest penguins in the colony were next to each other in line. Vince is becoming fat and lazy, one observed. Look at his huge pile of fish, said another. So much wealth for one young penguin. He has so many fish, that some of them are going bad and starting to stink, said a third. He can't even eat them fast enough. You know what? Replied the first. I don't really feel like diving anymore. Want to be partners? We can just tell Vince that he has to give us half the fish. He'll be too scared of us to say no. The others agreed. The partners were right. Vince was afraid of them and agreed to give them half the fish if they would help protect the fishing hole and make sure the others paid him. Now there were four fat and happy penguins. They sat back and watched as the others dove in to fish. The rest of the colony, however, was not doing so well. After they paid their three fish and fed the penguins who couldn't fish, the fishing penguins were still hungry. Little Ava, who was too young to fish for herself, thought her brother Lance looked more and more tired each time he came back. He was working so hard and still not getting enough to eat. She wondered if he was being cheated by his friend. Ava found her grandma. Grandma, does everyone have to give Vince fish when they fish at the coast? No, sweetie, her grandma answered. Nobody owns the fish in the open sea. And Grandma, Ava continued, how far away is the coast from this fishing hole? It's about a 5-day march, her grandma answered. Ava thought and thought. The next time Lance came back, she said, I have an idea. He sat down with her, glad of the excuse to take a little rest. You look so hungry, she said. The next time you get a turn to dive, how about you gulp down as many fish as you can while you're underwater? And then let's march again. Let's go the coast, where you can fish for free. Lance whispered his sister's idea to the penguin in front of him in line, who whispered it to the next, and so on up the line. They all agreed. The fishing penguins, the fast and the slow penguins, the old penguins and the chicks, left the fishing hole before Vince and the strong penguins awoke the next morning. They marched and marched, and as they marched, they thought and thought and talked and talked. When they arrived at the coast, they had a solution. They decided they should all be able to eat as much as they needed. After all, the coast was filled with fish, and nobody owned them. It was fun and easy to catch fish at the coast. Everyone fished together, ate together, and had as much to eat as they wanted.